The question of whether another lockdown's needed will be weighing heavily on many Melburnians' minds this morning. The outbreak threatens to derail the city's economic recovery following multiple lockdowns that have seen many businesses close for good. Josh Zucca understands that hardship only too well. His travel company wound up last month. He says another forced shutdown would take a massive emotional toll on family and friends.
I own a travel company, have done so for 10 years. 20th of March 2020, everything stopped. COVID-19 came into place and a $10 million turnover from the year prior with an award of Victorian Travel Agency of the Year under the Express Travel Group. Everything disappeared just like that. And been refunding on now about $1.5, close to $2 million of refunds when they have come in over the past 14 months or so. And then just constant abuse, verbal, written, threats, VCAT hearings, potential rumours of involuntary administration, just keeps going.
And was it really the last lockdown in Melbourne that was the kind of final nail in the coffin for your business?
I'd say yes, in terms of not being able to go anywhere and all that. But in terms of the travel industry, I think, in particular the travel industry, I think the lockdown and the rules around COVID and the inconsistencies were the final straw across the country.
And now there's talk of potentially having to go back into lockdown, or at least there's speculation about that. How would that affect you? And I guess
that's going to decimate the entire economy. I mean, the economy's already screwed. You know, there's industries, you know, from builders that can't get timber or, you know, kitchen supplies or stock from things that you want to buy. You can't get it. And the frustrations are just absurd. But you can understand it because they've got to order the stock. But the economy will just, with no financial support, the economy will just disappear. There's double standards. You know, what came out the other day with Scott Morrison and New South Wales. I mean, Victoria fought. And me being as an advocate for the industry, fighting from interviews, phone calls, letters, emails, whatever. And Scott Morrison just pulls out financial support for New South Wales just like that. I'm like, really?
Businessman Josh Zucca, and he was speaking there with Gavin Coote.